So
you got an extra space in there right now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And when did that come out? Friday?
Friday. Hi, Hayden. I was hoping there'd be some guys here coming because I knew that you would know what this is. A bat, a baseball bat. Of course, that was kind of sexist of me to say that because this bat, which I pulled out of our sports box out in that shed, says Janie on it. So, yeah, everybody likes baseball, girls and boys alike. And last night, I was out there in Hauser Stadium along with 5,000 other people watching our number one FSU baseball team trying to win their 22nd game in a row, tie the record for number of victories for an FSU team. Number one team. Yes, sirree, that was kind of exciting for the 5,000 of us there. And there were probably about 3,500 of us still sitting there in the bottom of the ninth inning with FSU trailing 8-3. We forgot that there was another team going to be on the field. But we didn't feel too bad when the bases were loaded and Marshall McDougall was in the on-deck circle. And we knew that Marshall McDougall, with one swing of his bat, could help us to pull within one run. Yes, sirree. Well, by the time Marshall McDougall came up to bat, there was one more out and one more run, and we still knew that Marshall McDougall could pull us through. And Marshall McDougall got up there, and they threw the ball, and it was a strike. And he swung the bat a few times. And finally, Marshall McDougall swung that bat and hit that ball so hard, right to the third baseman to make the final out, and FSU lost 8-4. And there were so many people that went away disappointed because our string of wins was finished. We were still going to be number one in the nation, but there were a lot of people disappointed. And you know, Marshall McDougall was going to be disappointed too, because he knew when he walked up to the bat to take the swing of the bat that people were counting on him, and he knew that he could do it. Well, what I wanted you to realize is that there are a lot of disappointments in the world, and a lot of times when we're going to disappoint people. Now, what does this have to do with this time of the year? Well, Easter, we're celebrating Easter. But before Easter came, a couple of days before Easter came, the disciples of Jesus were disappointed. They were disappointed in Jesus because they had come into Jerusalem and they knew that Jesus was just going to hit a home run. Jesus was going to put people back and he was going to surprise them all. And they watched their Jesus die on a cross. And they were so disappointed. As a matter of fact, Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, he said, he told three people, he said, "I don't even know Jesus." And he realized that he had let Jesus down too. Well, there was a lot of disappointment with Easter. There was a lot of disappointment with Easter. The disciples were disappointed in Jesus, and all of the disciples, well, Jesus could have been disappointed in them because they all ran away when he was in trouble. But Easter came, and Jesus came alive, and we celebrate that today. And one of the neatest things that came out of Easter was when people came and they found the angel at the tomb, and the angel said, "Go and tell the disciples and Peter, go and tell the disciples and Peter that I've arisen, that the Lord has arisen, and he'll meet him in Galilee." Well, what that tells us, one, is that we should never be disappointed in God. There are going to be times when we are, but we got to remember that God isn't trying to please us, but he always surprises us in the things that he does to help us. And the other thing is to know that even though we might do things that ought to disappoint God, and we know that we'll do that sometime. We'll do things that should disappoint God. God is still going to come to us. Just like he told the people to go and tell Peter that even though he denied Jesus, Jesus loved him and was going to come to him. And that's what God tells us too. Don't worry if we think we disappoint God. God's going to be there for us. Okay? Thank you all for coming up.
And today's another day. The Seminoles are going to go out there and start a new streak.